Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So, the minute we walk out the door, there's fireworks. It's mayhem.
What kind of fireworks? Like, just...
Just like roadside alley fireworks in the city, like stuff that doesn't feel safe. Like it feels like you're in Sarajevo, but like you're actually supposed to be celebrating stuff. So I've got my mom with me. I've got my niece and nephew with me, my dad, my sister and brother-in-law. And we like march over to Broad Street. And the whole time it's like people doing the Eagles chant and fly Eagles fly. And then it's like, of course you get to Broad Street and where they famously grease the poles so people don't climb up them. Of course there are people on every pole. There's a guy like hanging on the red light that like the pole that like extends over the middle of Broad Street. Like the pole is like bouncing with this guy on it. There's like fireworks going off. There's a gas station there. I'm like, I gotta get my mom out of here.
Yeah.
But it was all just like fun. You know what I mean? Like everybody was like happy and excited. So I hope that I get to recreate that this weekend after the Super Bowl.
I hope to be able to go on Getty Images and find 45 images of you up on a greased pole.
Well, I won't be on the grease pole, let's be honest.
Come on, let's go.
I'm too sensible and old for that, but I'll be crazy. Maybe I'll take my shirt off and scream. No, it's supposed to be raining and
go
cold.
Birds.
So, you know, pray for some sunshine. So at least that fun. And we'll obviously pray for a win first. You better not be rooting for the Chiefs.
No, I'm not rooting for anybody.
Oh, you're rooting for the Eagles.
No, I don't think I can. But
I don't think I can podcast with you anymore.
I am NFL agnostic right now.
I mean, I only watch the Eagles, so whatever. All right, let's get into the huddle. What's top of mind this week?
So I'm waiting for final confirmation, maybe, but looks like I'm going to be doing a workshop at a big Windig Agile conference in Denver,
Agile 2025. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited about that. My huddle update is also event related. So our friend Carl at the Bureau reached out to see if I had any recommendations for the Digital PM Summit, and I recommended myself to do a workshop. So as well as some other people, I will say, but I'll be doing a workshop in October in Portland. So keep an eye out on, I think, announcements for the Digital PM Summit 2025.
Wait, are you coming over?
Yeah, I'm coming over. Yeah, it's in person. Oh. I'm so excited that they're keeping it in person. So it's pretty exciting.
I'll be down. I'll take the train down.
Sweet.
All right. Well, let's get into the review. So on the Team Angle blog post, which we do two a week, we had a topic on creativity and doing structured brainstorming, which may sound old hat, but I was reminded while I was posting those that brainstorming is still a thing. And unless you get a plan, it's still, you know, usually just a free for all, right? That's always hard to structure. So this is and not everything has to be like a double diamond design process either. So it was actually a nice refresher to kind of, you know, at first look at this and say, wait a second, do we do this anymore? And then you'd be like, yeah.
We may not, but it's some people who don't really practice, you know, who might think like, I'm doing brainstorming, like everything's unstructured. These are the kinds of articles that help people who are just getting started and figuring out how to engage with a team.
But I also think not everything needs this full-on product mindset,
right?
Blah, blah, blah,
can do stuff
right?
very simply. Yeah.
Yeah. So good around. Anyway, so check them out. Our blog posts on Tuesday and Thursday this week. And of course, share them if you know someone who could use that wisdom of the ages, right? But you wrote an article because there was a big event in the project management space, which we still keep our hands on, you know, and you very well have at least a foot in that door still.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened? What happened, and what did you write about it?
So I guess like more than a month ago, this isn't new news. This is me reacting to some blog posts that we saw. Like you actually shared the original blog post that kind of got me thinking about this. But so the blog post is called Perfect Together, Why PMI Agile and DPM Need Each Other. So essentially, PMI, which is the Project Management Institute, that's the organization that certifies project managers, right? Like they're and keep them certified. Huge, huge global organization merged with the Agile Alliance. So traditional PM with rogue agile non-PM now combining these two
Yeah.
very different worlds is really interesting. And for me, it almost creates a space for the digital project management community to come forward and say, hey, we've been working both of your ways all along, because digital PMs have to take the traditional part of project management about like setting expectations and milestones and deadlines and approvals with the agile kind of more flexible way of working with developers, which by the way, we all recognize that agile is a good solution. It's also a solution that was forced on a lot of organizations. And I think we saw a lot of agencies saying that they were agile and they weren't. So
I
to
was
me,
gonna
there was always like a lot of bastardization of all of it. But really, like what I ended up kind of saying was like, oh, this is all hybrid, right? Like we're creating hybrid approaches. But now, part of the reason why this happened is because from my understanding, a lot of organizations have been reevaluating Agile and their how Agile has or has not transformed their organization. And 8 years on, are we transformed? If not, do we need Agile coaches? Do we need all like everyone should be Agile by now? So from my understanding, Agile, a lot of Agile roles have been eliminated or they're transforming those roles. Again, this is a great opportunity for these two organizations to come together. And I think, again, like DPM has always blended and been adaptable, but also used that structure. We've also always been focused on people first and methods second. So this article kind of explores those two worlds and why I think DPM is kind of the missing piece in this merger. And so, really quick before we get into a little discussion, I was so excited today that the CEO of the Agile Alliance actually commented on my post about it, and basically said there's a lot of work to do, there's a lot of voices to take into consideration. So, my hope is that I meet her at the Agile 2025 conference and we can talk a little bit more. But until then, I got some questions for you for us to talk about. From your perspective, like what does the merger mean for the future of project management?
Well, what's interesting to me is this same thing is going on in other facets of, especially technology, right? So
True.
what you just said about agile is the same that's going on with design, excuse me, and even engineering, right? So I think to me, I just see this as good because it's evidence that, okay, we've been trying something for a while. Let's take a step back and see what we do. But to me, the merger is key because one, design doesn't have that. We don't have organizations to certify us as designers, at least nothing that's an industry standard or even recognized as such. So for these two organizations to even come together and say to recognize what's going on, and instead of taking a page from the 80s of VHS versus Betamax of what format is going to turn out on top is, hey, let's work together on this. And I love what the CEO of the Agile Alliance said of there's a lot of voices to be heard. Super interesting to see, especially from Agile, which to me doesn't get is not known for its empathy necessarily, right? To have that kind of empathetic response.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, people are people. I think that organization started to suffer because this, what business is doing and their reaction to Agile at this point. So it's time to make a pivot.
Yeah.
And to me,
Smart.
it's a pivot for the future in a good way, because I think if you're a member of PMI or Agile Alliance, and then you suddenly gain access to this whole new set of learnings and people who are teaching, then that opens you up to a different kind of career. There are a lot of people who look to get into project management and they're like, what certification do I need? Right. And that almost feels like, well, you're prescribed a certain place where you can work. Whereas if they're talking about education, about project management in total, it's more
Right.
powerful and it provides more opportunities. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I do think, as one of the few people who really has worked really hard to build a community around digital project management, to see that they've landed in this place where, like, literally this is what my book is about is kind of cool. Like, it's interesting, and I don't expect anyone to give me any like props for that, or what, however you would put that when if you weren't a child from the 90s. But yeah, I think it's interesting where we
Well,
are now.
but to me, you and I just we recorded an episode of what's Dave's show called?
Drunken PM Radio.
Drunken PM Radio. Now that I think about it, we didn't get drunk. That kind of
No, we
sucks.
didn't.
Like,
Yeah.
dang, we didn't even drink. Anyway, with meeting Dave and talking to him, it seemed to me like some of the things we were saying were coming across to him as like revelations, like new ways of thinking. And so I only say that because, you wrote that book, what, 10 years ago?
Close to eight.
And
Yeah.
I think it's key of your saying like, hey, this different perspective that you all are kind of talking about as potentially being the future, some of us have been wearing that hat for a while. And so
Yeah.
I think, if anybody's listening who's in this practice, including you, I'm saying this to you, is don't shy away from speaking up and not so much to say, follow me or do exactly what I say, but especially for folks that are looking at like this as a potential career change or even a career ender, right? Is hey, there is a way, and some of us have been doing it for a bit, and let us show you what's going on.
Totally agree. How do you think this change, let's say this merger, we're like 5 years on, this changes in some ways, it could change the role of the project manager. And I'm curious, like, what are your thoughts on how that could impact teams?
Well, hopefully it leads to clarity in roles,
Hmm.
right? Especially when in technology, and I'm sure this is in other areas too, where there's the product manager, the program manager, and the project manager. Like there's a lot of these roles that, depending on the organization, are not defined and or have incredible overlap, right? And in terms of reevaluating, taking a step back, my hope is that for teams, this means there's a lot more clarity around the roles and responsibilities, but also therefore people recognizing the need to have somebody who has their eyes on all the spinning plates, right? And is making sure that they're spinning while other people can focus on their work. So that's my hope.
Yeah, me too. A more human focused project manager means a well taken care of team. And by well taken care of, I mean, we're not pushing you for things that are unreasonable. We're having meaningful conversations about our work. Brainstorming is facilitated, right? Like those kinds of the things that we talk about, I think are possible. And this kind of change just makes it more possible, because truly the PM becomes less of a taskmaster and less of an implementer and more of a facilitator, if that makes
Yeah, I
sense.
like that.
Yeah, cool. All right, so one more question, and
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, because this was a part of the prompt of my blog post, but if PMI leaders or Agile Alliance leaders are listening, what should we tell them about the role of the digital project manager? Like, what's your perspective?
Well, based upon, the years of you and I working together and the type of things we've even, built together and seeing the evidence, kind of what comes from that and holding that up against other people in like PMI leaders, agile leaders, to me, human-led initiatives, right? Like, empathy driven. That seems to me to be a big component of a DPM, right? Of not being so rigid or dogmatic about how things have to happen, right? But kind of developing that ability to read the room, read the Slack thread, listen to what's being said or exchanged, and then turning that into, okay, I hear you. Here's how we're going to move forward. And I feel like that's to me one of the biggest contributions that DPM folks can have on these leaders in these other programs.
I agree. I think if I were to tack onto that and speaking to those leaders at PMI and Agile Alliance, I think I would say kind of what we said before about how, PMs have been there and done that. We've been brokering between Agile and traditional PM for years, and we have a sense for just the right amount on projects. And that's not to say everyone, right? But like the leaders in the space do, and the people who are really good at their jobs do. Like I can tell you people who are really good at this. And it's this combination of soft skills and technical skills that I think if they were to bring that to the table in thinking about how they're planning their curriculum and education, their conferences, their content, having someone represented from this space would help them because we've been there all along and we can speak that language really well.
I have one more thing I would tell them.
Sure.
Come attend my workshop because we're going to be doing all of that
Yeah, that's
in
so
Denver,
right.
Colorado. Because honestly, this is what Same Team does, right? Our focus is on teams, PMs, and Agile. That's also team functions. So we have a lot to share. We have a lot to teach. And for those who don't want to wait till I think it's in July.
July 28th through 30th in
Give us
Denver,
a
Agile
call. We can help you,
2025.
right? We can help you now.
Yeah, totally. All right, well, cool. Thanks for entertaining this topic. It was something that was really interesting and I'd been kind of thinking about for a while. And the article that you shared, which is linked from my article and quoted in my article, is a really good one. It just got me thinking. So it was
Yeah.
fun. All right, let's jump into the ask. You're up this week.
So this week, I have two asks. And they're centered around a really cool, swell dude named Galen. Galen was a guest on our Spencer Milestone season two podcast, where he talks about being toxic
Yes.
in the workplace and who incredibly vulnerable. It was such a good, strong episode. But more importantly, you and I recorded, we were guests on his podcast. And we talked about fixing project team dysfunction using Team Angle, using our diagnostic. And it was a really good conversation. And but I think it also happened like right before Christmas,
It did.
right?
Yeah,
So
the timing was
it
kind of
came
like we
out,
buried it. Yeah.
LinkedIn is tumbleweeds, no one's there, but we've got a link. Definitely want to go back even myself and listen to our episode of the Digital Project Management Podcast. And I could see where we're going to be referencing that. There's a lot there. Like, I feel like, I don't know what it is about Galen, but every time we talk to that guy, we always need to be hitting record because there's a lot of, really good things in there. So if you missed it, Digital Project Management podcast. The episode in particular is called How to Identify and Fix Project Team Dysfunction Using Team Angle. And we'll also link up the Sprints and Milestones episode.
Whoop, whoop.
So let's get into this week's hit list. What are you reading, listening, watching, consuming?
Yeah, I've got a link to this article that just kind of resonated for me when the mentor feels like an imposter. You know, whether you're a manager or a leader, they even talk about like Nobel laureates in this article. It's really interesting. I think a lot of us suffer from imposter syndrome. I've only met one person who said they didn't, and I just like immediately disliked that person. But
You
yeah,
just
that's my
laugh in his
first.
face. Interesting you say Nobel laureate. That's so like, you can get that kind of accolade and still feel like an imposter. That's saying something. Like if that's real, I mean, not if that's
It
real,
is real. Yeah.
then yeah, imposter syndrome's everywhere. And to your point, if someone's saying they don't, then
They're
they're
almost
lying.
not like not able to accept their human being.
Yes, exactly. My reading is I have started into a book called Unreasonable Hospitality. It was a book that my friend Warren Wolanski introduced me to last month. And this week I started to dive into it to get to learn more than I kind of already did from some high-level bullet points. What's really interesting about that is I love how the book starts off and it talks about in order for your team to provide, this unreasonable hospitality, the team needs to be treated like that as well. Right? Like, how do you expect someone to, be super hospitable if they're not being treated like that? So I definitely want to dig into this because, I feel like, and thank you, Warren, for pointing it out to me. It's a super interesting topic and how that applies to, I mean, that is like a Lego brick snap on things we talk about here.
Yeah, I mean, the, you know, we're talking about people in an agency, people in an internal team, like the experience that people have working with you, no matter where you work, is so important to your own success, not just their happiness. So, yeah, good one. All right, so my next is listening, and it's one song. It's called "It's a Mirror" by Perfume Genius. Perfume Genius has a new album coming out, so you know there's always like a single that gets released. So, been listening to that one. It's pretty good.
Over and over again.
Not over and over, but yeah, it's in the
Okay.
rotation.
All right.
It's showing up on the Spotify playlists.
Nice. This week I went back to the album We by Arcade Fire.
Oh yeah.
Just 'cause it's kind of like a F this kind of attitude on some things, like where the world's going. And
I never got into Arcade Fire. To go
then
back
I
and
need to
listen to
stop.
this.
I can't podcast with you anymore.
Okay, two strikes this time. All right, my last is watching Super Bowl 59. But can I just say I can't look at Super
Licks.
Bowl
Super Bowl
LIX and not
licks.
see licks. Yeah, Super Bowl licks. That's what I'm calling it from now on.
Yep. We got to create a bingo sheet had I thought about this. And because there's going to be a commercial that someone's going to say Super Bowl licks. You know it.
Oh. Wow, should we be creating some kind of same team Super Bowl game?
Next
Bum,
year
bum, bum. Yeah, parking
for
lot.
the other Super Bowl
Yeah,
licks.
backlog.
Right? Because
Just
just
moving
because the
on.
I is missing doesn't mean it's not going to say licks. All
Yeah.
right. My watching is my wife and I started season two of Night Agent on Netflix. So
Oh.
it's like one of those thriller spy shows. It was pretty
Cool.
good. And season two is out. So
Sweet. Check it
that's
out.
where we are.
All right, let's wrap it up. What are we high-fiving this week?
Gonna high five our first proposal out the door for 2025.
Yes, sir.
So
High
been quite
five.
a heads down and working on a lot of things. But it was good to not just send out a proposal, but also completely reformat our proposals
Yeah.
too. So
Yeah.
a lot of design work
We
went
have
into
like
that.
good structure. I think we're in a groove. I'm proud of us. So high five on that too.
We are. All right. Well,
All
be
right.
safe in Philadelphia. I look forward to
Go
seeing you on
birds.
live television.
Yes, go birds. Fly, eagles, fly.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.